Mark Hall, you're here with Four Thomas Matters Radio. We are sponsored by Omega Processing Solutions and City Barbecue. Are you an independent business looking for a better process your credit cards? Omega Processing Solutions is your answer. They have a two-page application. It's very simple, very straightforward, no muss, no fuss. Everything is in-house at Omega Processing, from their underwriting to their boarding. They process your application quickly, usually within the same day, coordinate everything in their tech department in-house. They do not outsource any of these critical functions, which means Omega Processing Solutions can get you from application to up and running in a very timely manner. To schedule an appointment with one of their professional account executives, call 866-888-9724, or you can send an email to info@omegap.com. Again, 866-888-9724, or email at info@omegap.com. For Thomas Matters Radio, we'll be talking to owner and proprietor of 15 North Pizza, Ed Gossman, on the show today. Ed bought the property, the former property at 15 North Fort Thomas Avenue, over a year ago, about this time last year, from the group that had the Mio's Pizza. So we're going to talk to Ed about what to expect there, what he's been doing inside. I've had the pizza. It's amazing. But I think the biggest difference that the community is going to be able to see between any of the old establishments that were there, from Warner's to Pergola to Mio's, is a complete dynamic change in ownership. Ed and Lori Gossman have run successful businesses before. They love the area. Ed is in there from dawn till dusk. He works his butt off. And I think more than anything, that is a positive sign for that property, which has seemed to be cursed at this point. I think that's gonna end with 15 North. 15 North is gonna be here for a long time. So we're gonna talk to Ed. We are also gonna do another podcast this week with Lieutenant Governor candidate Chris McDaniel out of Kenton County. Chris is on the ticket with Governor hopeful Jamie Comer. And so we're going to sit down with Chris McDaniel. And there's been a lot of salacious details that have gone on in the Republican primary. There's no doubt about that. Most people come into this race after Derby. And that's really when things have picked up. It's been a pretty contentious 2 weeks. A lot of rumors going back and forth. We're going to try to stay above the fray and keep it to the issues. At the end of the day, those are the only things that matter. This is politics, so dirty campaigning does work, or else it wouldn't happen. So we are going to touch briefly on some of the things that have gone on in around the campaign involving the Comer ticket, involving the Heiner and Bevin candidacies as well. So we've got Chris on the show later on this week. So we're here at the upstairs location at 15 North Wood-Fired Oven at 15 North Fort Thomas Avenue, and I'm joined with owner and proprietor Ed Gossman. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So it's been a long time coming.
Yes.
We bought the property. When I say we, it feels like a community effort.
Sure.
Got the property about a year ago.
Yep.
We're here now. Tell us what to expect.
Well, we're finally getting ready to open the doors. It's been a really long process. We had a lot of construction work that we had to get through to make the space into what it has become. And we feel really great about it. We feel like it's a really beautiful and open space. With a really nice restaurant floor plan layout. Ashley Slaughter of Ashley Slaughter Architecture gave us a really good floor plan to work from. And then Hemmer Industries, the general contractors on the project, laid a great foundation. They did a lot of the most of the demolition work, and then basically kind of put it back together in the form of cold shell for us to be able to come in here as the owners and then do all of this interior finish work in here that ourselves. That's really why it took us so long to do it, just because we really took our time with it. And then we really wanted to put a really beautiful finish on it,
so
make it our own.
And we're going to talk about the big changes that Ashley and Hemmer helped do, but talk about some of the little things that, you know, somebody might not notice when they first walk in, but after, you know, trip 5, 6, 7, some of the things they start to pop to them. What are some of the things that you did in here?
Well, kind of backtracking from some of the most recent items to before, we made the tables, tops, all of the tabletops. My brother made them. My brother's one of the investors on the project. And so the tabletops, the bar tops, all of the trim work on the beams was made out of the old oak hardwood flooring from the 1930s from a company called DM Rose out of Tennessee. And they were hardwood millers, I guess, back then. And then so we were able to break that down and then reuse a lot of existing materials inside of this place to, you know, really help to maintain the original character as best we could of the original Tudor house.
It's beautiful in here. You know, if you've ever been into any of the past restaurants at 15 North Fort Thomas, when you walk in to the upstairs, it's not going to feel like the same space, and that was by design.
Yes, absolutely. You know, with all of our experience working in restaurants in the past, being inside of a space that has kind of rooms of an old house, it just gives it a really kind of closed off feel. It's not, in my opinion, not as an exciting of a space. The only times that I've ever really seen it work really well are in kind of fine dining, slow and quiet atmospheres. What we're bringing here is more of kind of an upscale, fast casual, kind of full service concept. So it's best to have it all opened up into one room to where the customers, you know, can feel the lively action amongst themselves, but then also experience, you know, how the food is being prepared and made, because we have the nice open kitchen. The wood-fired oven is visible from every seat in the upstairs location. One of the big things that we had a lot of success with at our last restaurant, it was a similar scenario where the pizza oven was open to everyone, and so we would have a lot of kids coming up with mom and dad to see the wood fire going on, the pizzas being spun around and cooked really fast in the oven. So that's really what we wanted to bring here, was something for the families to be able to experience that.
So just, I guess, as the easiest thing to do is to compare it to the last restaurant that was in here, and not to get into specifics, but two of the biggest obstacles were what you just talked about. It was disjointed. It felt like you were eating in somebody's house. You have fixed that. The equipment was a problem at the last restaurant too. You fixed that with the centerpiece oven. We did a video on Fort Thomas Matters that kind of showed a hyperlapse of it. It cooks a pizza in how long?
We're cooking pizzas in about 75 seconds now. So going back to what you were saying, from before, the kitchen was just way too small to service how many seats the capacity was, including the patio. So including the patio, the seating capacity from the previous restaurant, I believe, was about 200, give or take. And then the kitchen was just so small for that kind of scenario. So what we have done is we have expanded the size of the kitchen with the addition of the wood-fired oven, but we've also set it up in a way to where our menu, we should be able to put it out, the menu items between the pizzas, the sandwiches, the salads, it should all come out very quickly because of how we have designed the layout of the kitchen and with a fast production in mind.
So you said before it was probably around 200 is what the capacity was. What's the capacity at 15 North?
Well, right now we are starting with 66 seats upstairs in the main dining room with the pizza oven. And then we are also going to open up some limited seating on the patio as well. So basically around where we're going to be starting with is about 120 or so seats, give or take, for us to just get our to help get our rhythm and get our bearing and to get the operation going. And then once we feel like we're kind of ahead of the game, we're going to go ahead and start adding more seats. We'll add some more to the patio. But then when the patio kind of winds down in the fall, we will have the downstairs area ready to open up with some more seating, probably about another 35 or so. So I think that ultimately, when we're full out and everything's going fine and we're able to keep up with everything, we'll have about 100 seats inside between the upstairs and the downstairs. And then, honestly, I mean, we're going to push as many as we can handle out on the patio. So at least 100, I'd say, on the patio, but possibly 150. So we might be able to do 250 seats out of this kitchen. It's still too early for us to tell. We won't really know until we get going. But with my experience in the past, what we've done in the past, and how I think this is set up, I think that we have a good shot of covering 250.
So talk about the decision to kind of ease into it, not having, you know, the patio open at first. Talk about, you know, why that decision's being made.
Well, you know, like I say, we don't want to get so behind in the very beginning that it takes too long for customers to get served. We don't want to upset people, so we feel like it's the best decision to go ahead and start small and then work our way into growing. It'll be pretty quick. I mean, we're going to start with some patio tables pretty soon after we open, if not right away with just maybe 20 seats or so. But because we really want to get the patio going. I mean, we know that the community loves seating outside, especially on this patio. I mean, it's a really great spot here at the intersection of North Fort Thomas Avenue and Highlands Avenue. There's a lot of foot traffic. There's a lot of car traffic driving by. It's a great patio because it's recessed off of the roadway there. So it's just a nice space. But we really want to be able to take care of the customer before we try to fill seats more than anything. Like I say, we're gonna work quick towards getting more seats.
And probably one thing that you've mentioned on an article on Fort Thomas Matters is along those same lines is the carry out. You're gonna limit that at first, and that for the same reason.
Exactly. Yeah, we want to just make sure that we're covering everybody that's here inside of the restaurant to give them the best experience possible. I mean, we're gonna work into carry out pizzas as soon as we can. But right now we just want to focus on the restaurant first, and then, like I say, just after we get settled in a little bit and after we get the restaurant up and running, then we'll go ahead and look to expand the business after that.
You're in here for the long haul.
Yes, we very much want to be here for a long time. We've moved into the community relatively recently. I've been here for some time working on this project, and my wife, Lori, and our two young kids have moved in February. And it's been great timing because our son was able to get into the school system here early on this year. We're really loving that so far. I mean, everybody's been great. It's been good for Lori to be here to kind of get started with the restaurant. She's been a stay-at-home mom for a long time, so she's kind of ready to get back to working in the restaurant. And she's been basically kind of after the health department inspection, we started kind of working on staffing. And then getting the house in order here, and she's really taken a big lead on the front of house operations, kind of how our duties are going to be split up. Is she's going to be the primary front of the house manager, and I'm going to be the primary back of the house manager, meaning the kitchen side of things. So we are settling into our roles quite well already.
Good. Talk about the food a little bit. So one thing, your pizzas are not something that you're going to be able to get at every pizza place. Talk about the pizza.
Sure,
first.
Sure. Well, the way that we make pizzas is very specific to cooking with wood inside of kind of an old world style stone oven. So very technically, what makes it work is we have a specific formula for the dough correlated to a specific temperature in the oven, which we dial those things in together properly, is what gives us our target of a very unique, nice, kind of a soft, delicate crust with a little bit of Christmas on the outside. And one of the things that we kind of really put an emphasis on is something that's called leopard spotting on the crust, which are basically char bubbles that pop out of the crust. And that is because of a very saturated, wet dough being kind of blossomed out, if you will, by a really bright, hot flame.
Sounds scientific.
It is. There's an artistry to it and a scientific method to it as well. I'm still learning. I'm always going to be learning. I'm always going to be searching for a better crust. But what we've been doing right now, I feel really good about it. We feel like it's really nice, really tasty with great texture. And then, like I say, we had our staff kind of orientation here just last week. And one of the first things that I said to everybody, you know, on the food side of it, the service side of it, just the entire operations of the business all the way around from every angle, is we are going to be seeking constant improvement all the time. And that way, you know, we can always just make it a little bit better every single day.
And if you want to take a look at some of the pictures of the food that might be on the menu, you can go to FortThomasMatters.com, search 15 North. 15 North is a part of the Fort Thomas Matters family. So I guess if people have not come here, maybe they've tried a pizza place in the area, who would you most like in your pizza? Who's it most like around here?
There are several wood-fired, only just a handful of wood-fired pizza places in the entire Cincinnati metro area, which were another reason we're excited to bring another one here, because each one of them is very different. They're all you know, kind of a product of you know, who kind of runs them. So it's almost like an artist concept to a certain degree. But some of them that come to mind locally in Kentucky is Strong's Brick Oven Pizzeria.
Mm-hmm.
Those pizzas are really nice over there. They're not cooking with wood, but they are cooking with gas in kind of that old world stone style oven, with really nice toppings, a really kind of a fresh forward, simple menu as well. So those pizzas are very nice. Tavola over in Cincinnati is another one. They're doing an actual true Napoli pizza, Neapolitan. So their oven that they're cooking with was designed by a family of Italians, Stefano Ferrara, I believe, and their ovens are kind of designed to actually run a little bit hotter than the oven that we're working with here. I think the stone's probably a little bit thicker, the ovens are a little bit smaller, and the pizzas cook just a little bit faster than what we're doing here. But those pizzas are fantastic as well. We've been over there multiple times also, just to check it out.
Sure.
And then that was another driver for us to want to bring our restaurant concept here as well, especially what's happening over the Rhine right now, to see the kind of excitement and response that they are getting by putting in these upscale casual restaurants that people are just really, really, really supportive of, that are really enjoying compared to the national chains.
So talk about, that's the pizza, obviously, that's going to be the focal point. Talk about the salads, maybe the ingredients, the sandwiches, that kind of thing.
Sure. Everything that we're doing here right now, especially with our opening menu, is the pizzas are the center of everything. So all of the ingredients that we have for the pizzas, at the same time, we're using those same fresh, high-quality ingredients in other places in the menu to go and offer something beyond the pizzas. So some of the salads, you know, just a really, really fresh forward, really nice, well put together, simple salads. So arugula we'll have as an ingredient in some of the salads, but then we'll also have the arugula for the topping of a pizza, because it makes such a nice finishing topping for the pizzas. The same thing for the panini sandwiches. We are contracting with a bread artisan bread maker called 16 Bricks in Cincinnati. We are going to be using their focaccia for our panini sandwiches, and then we are also going to be using their ciabatta for other places in the menu, and then crostinis as well. So we're really excited about that. The bread's really, really nice, great flavor, great texture, and then we really wanted to work with a local artisan bread maker.
So 15 North is opening
on Wednesday, the 13th.
May 13th. We're sitting up here. This is probably going to be one of the last few days that this dining room is empty. What are your thoughts right now? What's going through your head?
Well, we're just trying to get everything together. I mean, you know, we're just from the very beginning all the way through now, it's just been a succession of things to do. Right now, you know, we have a lot of things that we need to settle down and do, but we're just working through all the last finishing details. And basically, you know, we're kind of stepping into and switching gears now from kind of construction mode. And then now we're into the beginning part of the restaurant operation mode. So we're just excited. We're excited to finally get past all of these small little things that we have to do and kind of settle everything down so we can really start to focus on, you know, just making this a great restaurant. That's what we want. We want to bring a great restaurant to Fort Thomas, but then also Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, and beyond. You know, we want to do something that's really nice, really unique, that we can start, you know, getting a lot of people from around to come out and try just a different style of pizza in the area overall.
Service is going to be great. The food is going to be outstanding. Ed Gossman, Fort Thomas, is ready for 15 North, and we hope that you're ready for Fort Thomas.
Yes, we are.
Okay. For Ed Gossman, this is Mark Collier for Fort Thomas Matters Radio. You can always download our podcasts on iTunes, search Fort Thomas Matters, or directly on the Podbean site, fortthomasmatters.podbean.com. For Ed Gossman, this is Mark Collier. Fort Thomas Matters Radio, sponsored by City Barbecue. We just had a City Barbecue cater my cousin's graduation party, and it was outstanding. We had the brisket, we had the pulled pork, the cornbread, the slaw, the beans, the potato salad, and it even came with dessert. City Barbecue is bringing you the perfect graduation party. It's offering free delivery for any graduation catering order over $200, which is a $35 savings in the Fort Thomas area. City Barbecue was just named one of the top 50 barbecue places in the nation, guys. It's casual, come as you are, national award-winning meats smoked on-site to competition quality standards, handcrafted by certified barbecue judges, and they do not stop there. The delicious scratch-made side dishes get just as much love and attention as the meat, bringing the highest level of taste, flavor, and quality to every meal. Trust me on this, their catering staff brings you backyard hospitality. You can call them at 415-4544. That's 415-4544. They're located at 2760 Alexandria Pike in Highland Heights, right across from NKU and right next to Fort Thomas Jewelers. City Barbecue for your graduation day catering. It's a hell of an idea. For Ed Gossman, this is Mark Collier with Fort Thomas Matters Radio. Make sure to check back on our Podbean station later this week. We are going to sit down with Lieutenant Governor candidate Chris McDaniel in an interview that you're not going to want to miss. There has been dirty politics played in this governor's race like I've never seen before, and we're going to sit down and talk to Chris and get his thoughts on what's happening, the issues of the race, which are way more important than what we're talking about with the dirty stuff, and it should be a very enlightening interview. So please be sure, thanks again to our sponsors, Omega Processing Solutions and City Barbecue. This is Mark Collier, Fort Thomas Matters Radio.